Never Ready. That's the perfect time to do it then.
Name for a podcast.
Never Ready. That's a good name, yeah.
Hello!
Yes, welcome indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
To the podcast, it's the fucking long bank holiday weekend. Get your langer out and pour something out of spell. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so amazing. I just realised now. I was thinking all for the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
I was saying to friends of mine and all, chatting away there to Elaine and everything. I was saying like what the, you know, a whole weekend off. I haven't had more than one day off now for well over a year, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking, what am I going to do? I was thinking, I'd go away and I started looking at city breaks and I was looking at all the sun things and everything, and then I realised, fucking hell, I hate going away. I love holidays. Yeah. I love holidays.
I agree with you.
But I actually went. But I need a minimum of 10 days, or else it just doesn't feel worth it.
Yeah.
And that's how spoilt I am. Now, apart from that, I was actually thinking, geez, I can't justify spending the money. Because, you know, I have to spend like 45,000 million quid a week on rent in Dublin. So it's like, I can't really go mad. But I just realised, if it's not a minimum of 10 days,
yeah,
I don't like holidays.
Because the level of aggravation, like the preparation, the travel, all that sort of stuff.
All of that shit.
I mean, that's a horrible I really don't like airports. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You're
and
probably
I don't
okay
like
with
planes.
Them. Do you know what it boils down to? I don't really like people.
No, of course, nobody likes people. So then you have to go and...
And the thing about it is, when everybody... Normally, if you're going away, say, to a typical holiday destination, or even on a city break or whatever, invariably, you're going to get people. And naturally, quite right too, they're looking forward to it.
Yeah,
they're excited. They're up for it. They're in good form.
Yeah.
As a result, they're extra chatty. They want to engage. It's a nightmare.
They want to have pints in the airport at 7 o'clock in the morning. When all I want is a sausage and a shut to show you up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because yeah, so
people immediately think that you want to get into that.
Nope.
Come here.
Never.
Have you ever encountered that thing, right, on holidays, where people assume that you'll want to create new friendships on holidays?
Yeah, Brits are mad.
What is that about?
I don't know. Brits are mad.
Irish people are mad for it, man.
Oh, thank you. I've never had it from the Irish.
Jesus. Everybody. It's like... People go away on holidays, right? And so they've spent maybe, say, even if it's a 2-week holiday, maybe they encountered this couple on day 3 or something.
Oh, jeez.
And then they're like their best friends forever. What the fuck's that about?
They see you at the dinner and all, and they sit down and all, you're like, oh, you're the fuck ass, yeah. Sitting down. And you're looking at your missus and all going, the fucking prick just sat down. He sat down. What are we going to do? He sat down.
Yeah.
Shh, no big deal. It is a fucking big deal. The fucking prick is out there sitting down. And then they want to drink with you. And you have to go back to your room and sit there on your own. Because you can't deal with
hope you have of, like, you know, getting through an evening where you end up in a conversation and you end up having a couple of drinks and it's like, oh, well, listen, anyway, talk to you, right?
Yeah, good luck.
And then, in a normal civilised society, that's enough.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, they were nice enough people, weren't they? That's grand.
Grand,
we'll all go our separate ways. But no, it's, I'll see you down for breakfast in the morning.
You won't see me for breakfast. Can you not just nod and fuck off like everybody else? You know, can you not just nod? Morning, mad night, wanna? Yeah, I'm a bit of a mad one, all right. And then your business.
And everybody has a happy life then.
Yeah. And then, you know the way lads will sort of buddy up to you then? And they'll try and find the common ground going, I don't know what yours is like, but my one's had a canary. Because I was fucking bitch last night. She's all upset with me just because I pissed the bed a few times. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Can't believe this. Please leave me alone. Please. Please. You know, you start actually praying and all.
Oh.
See, I'll be there going, dear God, if you exist, please send me a sign now. Please, a small sign, nothing big. Just open up the world and swallow this fucker in front of me, please.
Have you ever done the thing where you hid?
Oh, yeah. Did that once.
In
my 40s, and I'm actually hiding behind a plant in a lobby of a hotel.
That's even better than mine, because
the worst is when you hide and they see you hiding and you get the whole, what are you hiding from? You're like, I thought I lost something.
Because I did the one where I remember I was on by the pool or whatever, and Yvonne spotted somebody that we know, and I immediately, it was like, oh, Jesus, did he? And I slid down this lounger. I think he's gone indoors.
Oh,
it's all this going on.
It's mad.
And it was mad.
We sound like very antisocial.
You hid behind a plant. You were full fucking James Bond.
Oh, yeah. I went into a lobby, right? I'll show you. If you're watching this on Facebook, I'll say I came in, right? So say you're where your man is, right?
Right, okay.
And I walked in.
I'll tell you what, I'll be him, right?
Yeah. I walked in, but he was already there. But I didn't suss he was already there, right?
Yeah.
So say there's a plant here, right? So I came in the door like this, right? So so you have your back turned.
Okay, yeah. Obviously, if you're only listening to this.
I did this and went. And hid behind a plant in the lobby. Yeah, so I was like, oh my God. As soon as I realised it was him, I knew he was going to turn around. I was like, oh, fuck. So I had a couple of seconds before he turned around. And like the people in the reception desk.
And then he caught you.
No, yeah, he caught me when he turned around because I was there. Because I'm hiding, right?
Yeah.
But I have to hide in such a way that it doesn't look weird to the staff.
Naturally.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, the people in the reception
they're
are going
to come over and go, are you all right, sir?
There's a man hiding behind the thing. I can see him.
Security.
You know, so you have to do this kind of hiding where you're kind of, as if you're looking for something.
Nonchalant hiding.
As if you're looking for something right in the corner of a room.
Yeah.
And then, sure, it was like, what
like
are you,
somebody's dropped change. What's that?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what are you hiding from? Nothing hiding. I'm just waiting for you. Yourself, you know. Oh, Jesus. Oh, jeez.
It's a
very embarrassing. Oh. But like, you just turn into.
Imagine being one of those
you think
people.
You're a grown up, and then you get into these situations and you can't get out of them.
Yeah, but I know people, well, I know of people, I don't know necessarily the people, but I know of people who actively see that as a sort of a feature of the
an
holiday.
An opportunity, yeah.
That they'll meet people, you know, oh, we always meet some lovely people on holiday, you know, and it's. They set out for it.
Oh, I'm so in.
And would actually do the whole thing of, like, you know, they'd initiate that shit.
Yeah.
One thing if it's fucking landed on you, but imagine being the one who initiates it.
Oh my God!
I'm going over here, love. I'm just gonna have a quick word. I mean, I've never met him before, but I have a feeling we'll get on.
Jeez. You know when you go? I remember going to Greece, and you know the way you can get the. It's like a minibus that fits about 8 people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you all get onto the minibus, and that's where the fucking trouble starts, right? That's like, oh, where are you from? Oh, Jesus. Right? That's where the trouble starts. So I was dreading the minibus thing the whole time, right? And then I was like, oh, God, get me bag and all, looking at me feet and all, trying not to get into a conversation with anyone. I was trying to be as miserable as I could for my holiday. You know, really working hard to be a miserable cunt for my holiday. I really put a bit of attention and detail into it. So the last thing I need was some happy fucker.
I spent a lot of money on this holiday. I'll be as miserable as I want.
Yeah, yeah. The last thing I need was some happy fucker to put me in a good mood, right? So I'm sitting there looking at me feet. And then I realised there was a guy outside, another minibus. And he had a sign, €50, private transport. Fuck it, I'll take it. €50, man. It was a 15 minute journey, and I was there. Fuck it, I'm going to an all inclusive. €50.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
just to avoid somebody doing the old.
There was just two of us, and I was there. The person with me, you know. For, I suppose that you feel like that was a good idea. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I do.
No way! Somebody called you out on it,
and we bet them to it. In fairness, checked in first, got away from them by the time they got their bags in. I was already a glass and a half of beer
I'll
down.
I'll tell you something. I'm actually not going to slag you about that because I am that soldier.
£50, man.
You do a holiday thing, right? You know the way they always say, oh, transfer is included. And what they mean by transfer is included is we'll pile you all onto a coach.
Oh,
and we'll stop 18 times and fucking let everybody off around the place, all over the shop. So you'll be on it for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right? But no, so we always do the fucking, you know, book your own little taxi job or fucking something to go straight to your own. I'd be
brilliant.
As bad.
Oh, brilliant.
Because there's nothing worse than that. That's fucking terrible.
Nothing as bad as it.
We've done it a few times and it's just, oh, sweet God.
You know, oh my God. It's like the mentalness then of having to get, because you'll never do it. You don't have the same access on the way back. You know, there's no spare minibuses.
Oh, right.
So they're building up for them. They're going, right, it's going to be grand. They're just fucking people, right? Just go down and get in the bus and avoid all the questions and all, you know. Don't mind be paying any attention to any of it now. It'll be grand and all of that shit.
And come here, listen, when you were talking about this, right, when you were doing these holidays.
Yeah.
This is going to sound ridiculous, but were you PJ Gallagher?
What do you
mean?
Like,
had you hit the heights at that stage?
No, or this is only 3 years ago.
Oh, fuck, so man.
Oh, this is only three years ago.
So basically anything...
And before, I couldn't afford a holiday. I couldn't even afford a fucking bus to town. Before naked camera, yeah.
£50 for 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I was PJ Gallagher. Yeah, are you mad?
I'd be there going, are you fucking joking? You're getting a bus. You mad cunt. I'm walking in.
No, yeah. What I'm saying is that it must be 10 times worse. Whatever shit I have to put up with about being a nobody and just talking to other nobodies, when they spot you, it must be a fucking, literally, up goes the flag.
But the Brits don't
Fair
know
game.
Me. But the Brits don't know me at all.
Oh, so no, you don't get Brits any of that from the Irish, no?
No, I never really have, to be honest, no. Never really have. Whatever places I always arrive in, there's very little Irish people in them. I don't know why that happens.
It's because you go out of your way to fucking avoid anybody that speaks the same language as you.
But I always end up with Brits. I always end up with the Brits. It's not, and that's the thing. It's not like it's just friendly people on holiday. I'm not into. I love cranky people on holiday. I remember meeting one fella with his missus, and he was there going scry, and he got the message out totally real early. Right, we're in Mexico. This is years back. We're in Mexico, and he got it out real early. He goes, "Oh, it's great, innit? Bit of peace and quiet, innit? You can hang out, just you and the missus, eh? You can hang out." And I was like, "Going, He's dead
right." I like
your
style.
He was basically telling me I had a few minutes, and then I could fuck off.
Right,
and he did it in a real good way. Real clever way. But the problem is, you and me get
into
it.
Was he doing that for himself now, or for you?
No, he's telling me to fuck off. Yeah, he was enjoying it. He didn't want company. He didn't want company. I got the social cue. I was like, don't worry.
Thank you very much.
And all
I hear you.
And guess what? He's the nicest person I've never hung out with. And I see, and all week, the whole week we were there, thumbs up to him. All right, having a good one.
And he was happy with the thumbs up back.
Not bad, man. All right. How are you? Fucking... Yeah. None of your business. It was great.
Yeah.
And then the problem is you and me, especially you, you'd meet some poor fucker now who you'd say that to. You'd say, I can imagine Jimmy be there going, great, innit? And come over here. You and the missus, no one to bother you, isn't it? It's great. You know the way you can just have no one to bother you, a bit of sun out there, yeah. And you'd meet a bloke going, yeah, tell me about it. And he'd pull up a chair and go,
I know.
Sure, I was on this holiday once.
I know.
The most annoying fella, I swear to God, Jim, he wouldn't fuck off. I swear to God, Jim, he wouldn't. I was chatting away. I gave him every clue on the world again. I swear to God it is, yeah. Wouldn't go away. Here, listen, I'll go to the bar, I'll tell you about him now in a minute. What do you want? What do you say? Missus having that? No. You sure? She looks like she's in a bad mood. What's wrong with her? Anyway, I'll come back with I'll tell you what, I'll come back with five. We'll get through them and then the euro.
That would be true.
Yeah,
And me being me, I wouldn't have I just wouldn't have it in me to go, listen, would you ever go and fuck off?
Yeah, and then you get in trouble. Why did you encourage him?
Yeah. What did I do? Like, come here.
You smiled at him. He waved and you waved back.
Huh? Have you ever been, you probably wouldn't though, because you like a bit of, you do like to do a bit of the unusual things. Like, I mean, I remember some of your holiday stories about having to catch your own dinner.
Not anymore, no. No,
but
not
have you
anymore.
Have you ever been in one of those hotels where they try and do that organised
fun
activity things?
Yeah, and you don't turn up to give out to you.
You know, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say to you.
Yeah.
You know how difficult it is to say no.
They don't like it.
They come over and they go, we're doing the pool volleyball. Not cheers, I'm just reading.
No, you're all right.
Yeah. It's going to be great. We're going to have versus blah, blah. Yeah, no, I'm going to read this. I'm fine. Thanks all the same. Well, I'll tell you, if you change your mind, because I'll tell you what we're doing, and then, look at you go away.
Yeah. Leave me alone. You ever get when you don't turn up and they call the room? Do you ever get that?
Oh, for an excursion or some fucking thing.
So later on, at 8 o'clock, we're going to see the Mayan ruins. They're not really built by Mayans. They were built by people who are quite enthusiastic about Mayans. 5 years ago. So we're going to go and see them at 3 p.m. Okay, is everybody ready? Right. And you're there, I'm not fucking going to that. And then next, the phone in the hotel. Hello?
Yeah, we're all waiting.
Mr. Gallagher. Yeah. Mr. Gallagher, we're just, it's 3:05. And I go, yeah. Oh, yeah, is it? I didn't know. That's when you tend to go, I'll be down in a minute.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, coming from you, I thought you were going to go, oh, yeah, no, sorry, just my stomach's acting up.
That's what you should do.
Terrible.
See, if you had your senses.
I'm actually talking to you from the toilet.
Yeah, I'm after getting blown the hole out myself. Literally, scutter running down my legs. That'll get rid of them, won't it? Scutter. It's blue. The scutter's running down my legs. I swear to God. Will you call an ambulance? Call an ambulance and tell them there's a scutter bomb. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm after blowing a hole through the trousers and the wall and everything.
Yeah.
And she'd be there going, okay, if you didn't want to go, all you have to do is say it.
I've heard it all before, to be honest with you.
Another Irish scutter bomb. You tend to have them at the same time every year.
By the way, we should just explain for anybody who's watching on Facebook as well. That's about me straw, right?
Yeah,
why didn't you use your straw?
Oh, I never use a straw.
Because it does look a bit unusual, to be fair. Because we decided instead of having our usual thing, because it's warm out, we went all exotic.
Iced coffees and all. You got a peach iced tea, did you?
No, I didn't get it in the end. I got one of those iced lattes.
Did you?
I think there was hazelnut or something in it.
Oh, was it nice?
It was lovely, yeah.
There you go. Look, you see, we're going all hipster and posh now and everything. Do you know what it's like? It's like we're on holidays.
That's what put it back into my head.
Yeah,
it's the old cocktail. It's like we're having cocktails.
It is, yeah.
Mind you, if we were having cocktails while on holiday, we wouldn't actually be speaking to one another.
No, but we'd get on so well that we'd be perfect to go on holiday with each other. We'd arrive in and land and then go, right, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later, but we won't talk. We'd be at different sides of the pool. All right, Jim.
It's like, you know, it's like
this is fucking great, isn't it? Yeah.
Even away from holidays, it's like when people always say, to, you know, whatever, friends. Yvonne, whoever, will say, yeah, yeah, what's PJ doing for whatever the fuck it is, the weekend, or what? And I go, geez, I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember.
That's always the same, yeah. Women can be on the phone for 5 minutes and come back in. 5 minutes and go, you're not going to believe what happened. And tell you for a half an hour.
How
the fuck have you transmitted so much information to each other? I can be away for 2 weeks and come back and someone will go, how's Jim? You seem grand, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
What's he doing?
Exactly.
What's he doing? Well, you know, I'm not with him, Nick. What? Yeah. You know, how's his missus?
Yeah.
I presume. Well, you never mentioned that in bad, so I think she's grand. She go, what the fuck were you talking about? I was talking about I had a sore leg and football and talking about what's your favourite colour. And
but
have you ever held a big knife? And
conversations are never memorable.
You don't want
them
to be.
Once in a blue moon, a bloke will turn around and say to you, oh yeah, they took the house back off me anyway. They did not, did they? Yeah, yeah. Homeless.
Yeah, and then you'll go.
Well, come here, listen. Would you be watching the Champions League?
Oh, I will. Yeah. I will, yeah. I wouldn't miss it.
Just mean it'll pass by like that quickly. Yeah. That's all that'll
happen. Your mate will go, sure, it'll be grand.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly what a bloke, yeah. Jeez, that's fucking brutal, rough enough, all right. Are you going to this thing on Saturday, the golf or whatever? Yeah. That should be all right. Mm. And that's it.
And then you might even go, I'm going on my holidays next week. Looking forward to it. I've no one to mind the house, though. Should be grand.
That would be the ultimate blokey response to a lad losing his gaff.
Yeah.
Jeez, I fucking... God, it's funny. I tell you, I think you've got problems. I've got nobody to fucking house it for me while I'm away.
I'm after forgetting to get the suntan lotion. Should be grand. Have you ever been to Greece? No. No?
Yeah.
You should go next year if you get a chance. Yeah. I'm homeless, Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, but like I'm fucking saying, next year.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have to bring... Yeah. You don't need to have a house to go. Yeah,
obviously not now. Tick. Just can't say that to you without you getting insulted. Sensitive fucking Jesus.
Fuck it, that's it.
Right, let's have a long weekend.
Get the fuck out of here.
And you know whatever you do, Jim, don't fucking tell me about it.